The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort and a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is John Smith, an intern at MCO Construction. And I would like to introduce you guys to today's Blog Talk Radio Show for the International Masterminders Association. Today I have with me our special guest, Gonay J. And for a brief second, I will let her introduce herself to you guys.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me again. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, my name is Gonay. I'm also into MCO Construction Services, and I'm happy to be here tonight.
Awesome. Okay, we'll be discussing the second chapter in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and this chapter is on faith. The first chapter that we did was desire, and now following is faith. Okay, so my first question for you, Gonay. After reading the chapter on faith, can you tell me your definition of faith?
I would say faith is a state of mind, like which you can get via affirmations or instruction to the subconscious mind or auto-suggestion to yourself. Basically, it's just a combination of thought and action from most of the time.
Yes, I agree with you. Faith is really crucial. It doesn't matter how much of a desire you have to accomplish something, because if you don't believe you can do it, guess what? You will never make it.
Exactly.
Okay, now, Gonay. What struck you when Hill mentioned the importance of having a mental image?
I believe that you have to be really able to see yourself as already having it, but more importantly, as if. You know how you say earlier, faith is a state of mind, but emotions are very crucial for strengthening your faith in achieving your goal, because our emotion goes much deeper than just visualization. Basically, you just have to feel it before you just say it, as I said most of the time to everyone around me.
Definitely. And if you have the desire, but your mind always tells you otherwise, it just will not happen. Those negative thoughts about failure will be burnt into your mind and your subconscious mind. When this happens, it gets impossible to achieve something because you have directly or indirectly been telling yourself that you can't.
That's right.
He also wants you to have faith in the fact that you can accomplish anything, because you would never have thought about it in the first place if you wouldn't be able to achieve it, right?
Yeah, and that's why you just have to, it's just like, so if you can imagine it in your mind, you will always make it happen. There's no other way. It will definitely happen.
I believe so.
So everything have to start like with the mind. Like, it's a state of mind, how I said earlier.
Our thoughts are super important.
Exactly.
As you know, thoughts become things. All your dominant thoughts will materialize according to Mr. Hill. All
right.
So what do you suggest to our listeners regarding this statement?
I urge them to spend like at least like, you know, 30 minutes per day thinking about the person they would like to become in the future. You know, sometimes it is very important to remember that you must have a very vivid picture in your mind. You have to keep occupying your mind frequently. One day you become that person. Because the more you focus and the more emotional you get about it, the faster you will see and experience the result you want. Because, you know, sometimes people are going to sit down and be like, oh, I will never succeed in life. I will never have this. I will never have this. It's very negative. Because, like, everything starts with the mind. You have to be very positive in everything and see things very realistically.
Yes. And to help with this point, Napoleon suggests having a mental image, like Gonay said, of what it is that you want to accomplish or have.
That's true. I mean.
And in today's world, that is easy, as we always have our phones with us. Exactly. And that brings me to another point, because after reading the first chapter on desire, when Napoleon Hill gave us 6 instructions to manifest something that we desire, or the amount of money that we desire,
mm-hmm.
When I wrote down my answers to the questions, instead of me reading them upon waking up in the morning and before going to sleep, I decided to instead record myself stating these facts. Because they will be manifested. I do believe that. So, as soon as I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is pray, of course. And then afterwards, I will go into my phone and listen to myself stating what I truly desire. And before I go to sleep, I do the same exact thing. So, I believe that this will be able to help me. Because, you know, some people, they're not readers. And the first thing you don't want to do probably is read when you wake up in the morning. So I found this to be a good practice, especially with my transit to school every morning. I have some headphones that I stick into my ears, and this really gets implanted into my subconscious mind every day. So I can definitely state my goals and my desires without even reading them. So that's a good practice.
And you know, some people cannot even read. You know, they can read. And, you know, everyone have phones nowadays, even though, like, children have phones. As you say, it's very important. You can record yourself, like, saying these affirmations and just listen to them from time to time. Or some people love arts, like me. I love writing down things and just put it on my own, stick it on my wall. When I wake up in the morning, that's the first thing I see. So, basically, there's a lot of things that we can do, at least to remind ourselves we have a goal mm-hmm. in life and we need to move forward.
Definitely.
But you have to believe in yourself and have faith. And that's very important. And, like, I really appreciate your answers. They really...
Definitely. And really, I do agree really with your point, because you said that you stick up...
Yeah, I stick. Like, I'm going to write, like, things, like, saying, like, I must achieve this.
Mm-hmm.
I am this type of person. This and this. I put it on my wall. When I wake up in the morning, that's the first thing I see.
Exactly.
So it's going to remind me that I have a goal in life on every day, on a daily basis. I have to something that's just going to help me, like, reach
yes,
it, like, easily.
You have to put it in places that you're going to check
exactly.
frequently throughout the day. So,
that's right.
On your bathroom mirror, on Everywhere. Your wall that you face when you get up in the morning, stick it onto your laptop. Or you can even place it as a wallpaper on your phone. So, those are a couple of things that you can do to definitely implant those desires that you truly want into your subconscious mind.
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
And my last question for you for today is, how do you feel about desire being linked to faith, the first chapter?
You know, I was just thinking about that like a couple of weeks ago. I feel like it is very ironic that at the end of every chapter, it introduced the next chapter. Basically, I believe that Hill was very chronological in the order of his chapters. And by reading your affirmation daily from chapter 1 several times a day, you will gain faith in the accomplishment. And this type of auto-suggestion will help you immensely via your subconscious mind. I just entered the third chapter, right? Auto-suggestion. So
yes.
Basically, everything was well done and everything has a link. Believe in yourself. Have a burning desire. Have faith and auto-suggest those things to you in order to move forward in life and get close to your goal.
Definitely.
So, yes.
And if it is money which you desire or which you seek, it has to be amassed in a fair and honest manner. Always remember that, or else it would never last. Deceitful people might make money, but without an honest character, one will not live a happy life.
And basically, it will become stronger and stronger how you start noticing more and more things happening in your favor. This is auto-suggestion, working in your favor via your subconscious mind. How Sigmund Freud said, just wrote it in all his books. So basically, it will be very hard. So make sure you spend time on with yourself, your mindset, to make sure that you have an unparalleled faith when you go for something. And I'm sure you will always, always make it happen.
Yes. And once again, my name is John Smith.
And this was Gonay J.
And also, if you don't believe and have faith in it, how are you going to be able to persuade yourself or anybody else for that matter, that you will achieve your dreams and goals.
Exactly. So faith is like an interesting chapter, and our reflection about faith is just very, very crucial. So John, can I ask you a question?
What's that?
Do you have plans for your future? You have any plans? You know, people be like, I don't have plans.
Mm.
I don't know what to do. I'm just going to school for now. I was like that, like, 5 years ago. I was like, I'm just going to school because they asked me to do it.
I know what you're saying. But after attending the International Masterminders Association event this January, it was like the first week.
Yes,
Mrs. Anna McNeil, like, she really has a system in place that would really
boost you up
and help steer your own self in the direction that you actually wanted to go. So
that's true.
With that event, it just opened my eyes to a lot of things that I was overlooking, and it gave me the chance to actually sit down and ask myself what it was I truly wanted.
That's true.
And I sat down for about an hour or two, and I wrote down everything that I wanted to accomplish for this year, in 5 years, and in 10 years.
Exactly.
And I'm the kind of person, I'm really, really concerned about my future and becoming wealthy. So I did put a lot of time and effort and energy into actually thinking about what it is that I would really want to do for the rest of my life to, you know, impact people in a positive way, build my wealth, and continue to be a strong-minded person. So it was a really good exercise for me. It opened up my eyes a lot. So I would say I do have some goals and plans for this year that came to me in order at the starting of this month. Amazing. How about you?
I would tell you, like, that's a long story, but I'm just gonna make it short. Like, 5 years ago, I was like, I'm just going to school, or I'm just going to university because my parents asked me to go to university. I really didn't believe the fact that I really need it. But, like, the older I get, I believe it's very important to have education and just believe that you must have a goal in life.
So, do you have any short-term goals for the year?
Yes, I'm not gonna say I believe. I will graduate from my master program very soon, my master degree. And then, like, I believe I will have to move forward in life as a woman and as my culture.
Okay.
Ask me to do so. I must get married, have my own family, and start getting, like, where I'm supposed to be.
You got a lot in store for this year.
Like, step by step. Yeah, I have a lot to do by the end of the, by the 2020, by December. I should be done with my school. I should be married or getting ready to get married, you know, and move forward. My culture is very important, and, like, yes, there's a lot, but I hope everything will work out great. So basically, I was happy to be here tonight again with you, John.
And I do believe that this is a good exercise that we have going up here. We are holding ourselves accountable for actually reading the book and having conversations to understand what it is that we are actually taking in. So as we come to a close for today's chapter on faith in the book Think and Grow Rich, I would just like to thank you guys for tuning in to listen to us interns from MCO Construction. And I would just like to tell you guys that you can definitely achieve anything that you put your mind to. Once you have a plan and you begin to execute it with strong faith in yourself and that you will achieve those goals, it will definitely happen. Don't underestimate time, because time is definitely important in achieving certain goals. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in to our show. This is John Smith, and I had Go Nay J on the show with me. Have a good day, everyone.